I'll pull up sample PLITD surgeon care. Today's date is 04/29/2022. Dictation is 4. Miss Nancy Smith. Smith spells S-M-I-T-H. Nancy spells N-A-N-C-Y. Date of birth is 03/05/1951. A 71-year-old female here for routine follow-up period. A patient says she has a history of decreased estrogen, hormone therapy, hypertension, seasonal allergies, chronic muscle spasm slash pain. Comma. GERD, hyperlipidemia, is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient indicated that she's traveling to Amsterdam in a few days and would like to have Cipro. A prescription of Cipro to take with her because she says whenever she travels and does not go to the bathroom as she would like to, she usually develops a UTI. I would like to take some Cipro with her to, just in case that happens this time. She says Cipro works well for her, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert-oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 94% at room air, blood pressure 127, overweight is 7, pulse 63, respiration 18, temperature 97.3, period. Next paragraph, HE and T normal. Next paragraph, nose clear discharge, erythematous and edematous terminates. Nerves are patent, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion or rigidity, no mandibular signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no ontogenic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 3 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessments and plans. Assessment number one is decreased estrogen. Number two, chronic muscle pain slash spasm. Number three is seasonal allergies. Number four, hypercalcemia, in parentheses, mild. This issue is managed by an outside provider. She stated that she saw that provider recently who advised that he will keep an eye on her calcium level, period. Next paragraph, next assessment, UTI prevention. Next paragraph, next assessment, hypercholesterolemia. In parentheses, patients state that she's already seen a cardiologist for these issues, and that cardiologist is managing her cholesterol, period. Next paragraph, elevated creatinine. Again, patient said that this issue is being managed by an outside provider, period. Thank you. Next paragraph. Patient's medication will refill as follows. Baclofen 20 milligrams 1 PO BID for 9 days, number 180. Next medication, Montelukast 10 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, progesterone 100 milligrams 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, esterase 1 milligrams 1 PO daily for 9 days, number 90. Next medication, Levaquin 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, in parentheses only if you have UTI, period, while traveling. Patient was also advised that while she's the day before traveling, she should take an, the day of travel, she should take an aspirin, as she will be on the plane for approximately 9 hours, and the possibility of developing clot is increased, period. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.